with us. We're especially glad you're here, and you've picked a good Sunday to be here because our youth are going to be leading us in worship today. But glad that everyone's here. Please sign the friendship register, the booklet. You'll find the inside aisle of your pew. Pass it down. Give everyone a chance to sign it. If you are visiting, we'd love to have your name and address so we can give you another word of welcome to our church. We're glad to see everyone today. Take note of the announcements in your bulletin. The insert is about our last gym night of the school year, which is this Wednesday. It says May 3rd. It's actually May 2nd on Wednesday. And we've got a great meal planned at a great price. And it's open to anybody. All you need to do is just sign up. You can do that today by filling out that form in your bulletin. Notice on the back of your bulletin that our youth are hosting a lunch. This was not something you were supposed to sign up for, so if you're thinking, I don't think I signed up for that, I can't go down there yet. Yeah, it's open to everybody, so please come downstairs after worship in the fellowship hall. You can go out this door, go down the hallway. There are stairs and elevator to get downstairs, and they've got a wonderful spaghetti lunch planned for you. Which also serves as a fundraiser for their summer experiences. So invite you to come to that. And then next Sunday, another special Sunday in the life of the church, is Play School Sunday. Our Play School children will be singing for us, and that's always a great treat. I will be out of town for a little event. Emily's graduating this week, so Reverend Amanda Anderson will be the guest preacher, so I know you'll enjoy hearing her next Sunday as well. Notice that this Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, there's going to be some plant swap out activity going on for garden keepers. If you haven't done that before but would like to help, they'd love to see you. Just give Jan Searles an email or a call. Notice that in the narthex, there are still a few blessing bags. A couple weeks ago, we packed about 200 blessing bags. These are for you to take and give away to anybody who you think would get a blessing out of one of these bags. There are a few more in the narthex. I'd love for them all to go away today to somebody, so please pick up one. Even if you've picked up several in the past, if you'd still be willing to give one to somebody, get one in the narthex today. Notice on our prayer concern list, I told you last Sunday, but we still want to continue to be in prayer for Dixie Cutlip and her family and the loss of her sister, Pat, who lived in Florida. So be in prayer. I believe the service is tomorrow, so be in prayer for that family, especially tomorrow. Becky Johnston, I told you last week that she was back in the hospital, but she was able to come home this week. But still continue to be in prayer for her. She actually celebrated her birthday on Friday. But just continue to pray for Becky and Benny as well. Benny's with us today. And also ask your prayers for Jean Boney. Jean went in the hospital Friday with some pain in her side, and they've diagnosed her with gallstones. But good news is she has responded to treatment. I saw her this morning. She was getting ready to eat breakfast. It was the first meal she had had in a couple of days, so she was excited about that. But she's doing better and hoping to come home tomorrow. They're hoping not to have to do surgery because she is doing better. So just be in prayer for Jean Boney and her full recovery. Are there any other prayer concerns or praises that you'd like to mention today? Right. Okay, Nancy Bear, Carrie's sister, had knee replacement, so pray for her full recovery. Okay. Yes, Dixie. We are so glad you are here and so glad for the rest of the family that was able to get together. I hope you all had a great time and continue to have a great time this weekend. Yeah. All right, I want to say a word of praise this morning for our youth. They're in the back. They can't all hear me right now, but I'm so thankful. You are going to be impressed and receive a blessing from the great work they're going to do in leading us in worship today. I'm We have a great group of young people. This church ought to be just so thankful for them. So I'm looking forward to what they're going to do in leading us in worship. Let me also say a word of thanks to the parents and grandparents who provide a great example and sometimes a lot of transportation for them. Some of them had prom last night, but they're still here in church today. So that is says a lot about them. I also want to say a great word of thanks to our Director of Christian Education, who's coordinated all this today, Julie Parrish. Julie, thank you so much for all your work. So let us prepare to be blessed and to worship God together.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow. All your ways are good. All your ways are sure. I will trust.
I will follow. Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. Get ready. The Lord needs you. We are ready to serve God. Be prepared to serve in ministries of justice and peace. We are ready to serve God by helping others. Open your hearts, your souls, your minds to God's mercy and love. Prepare us for service to you, O loving God.
Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for this new day and chance to worship you and serve you. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts and lead us to better know and glorify you. We thank you for all the ways you are present in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Let us join together and confess our sins before God and neighbor. Let us pray. God of mercy and grace, you have called us to demonstrate our love to you and our fellow believers by serving one another. Service is love in action. Bishop.
We serve a God of mercy and grace, and he forgives us of our shortcomings. Remember, my fellow Christians, to go and serve one another in love. Amen.
invite all the children to come down front for the children's sermon. Good morning, everyone. How are y'all this morning? All right. Our sermon today is about service. I have a toolbox full of tools. You probably have something like this around your house, right? Why do you suppose we need so many tools? To build stuff? Anybody else? To build homes? It's because each tool has a different purpose. There is no tool that can do everything. Like this. You can put stuff into place with a screwdriver, and like with a hammer, you can like hammer things, and the church is like God's toolbox. God has a lot of jobs to do, and he has given the people in his church different gifts and talents to do these jobs. So basically, we are all his tools. I want everyone to stand up and face the congregation. So stand up and turn around and face everyone. Please stand if you lead worship by singing or playing an instrument. Please stand if you lead or volunteer with a Sunday school class, children's program, or nursery. Please stand if you are in the knitting club. Please stand if you donate items for church-wide mission projects. Please stand if you support and pray for our programs at our church. There is no one person who in church that can do everything, is there? Y'all can all be seated. Thank you. Did you take a look at how many people were standing? 200? You see, it doesn't matter what your talent is, and it doesn't matter if you're big or small. What does matter is that when God has a job for you to do, you need to be right there in his toolbox, ready and willing for him to use you. We are all God's tools. All right, we are going to be collecting pennies for hunger, but when you are done, I want you to come back here and pour your pennies into the pot, and then I want you to come sit down because we're going to pray after, okay? Look at all this money we collected. And this is part of the service that I'm talking about. We're serving God and we're helping, we're giving to the church. And that's a huge part of what our service is. All right. Can y'all make your praying hands? And y'all can just listen. All right. Lord, we thank you that you have given each of us a special ability to do things for you. We pray that when you need us, we will be ready and willing to do what you need us to do. Amen. And y'all can go and sit back with your parents or go to children's church.
Let us pray. O God, creator of heaven and earth, please teach us to see your love and grace through everything that you do, and strengthen us with your everyday goodness and grace. Please inspire us, Lord, to always do our best, no matter the consequences. In Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Our first scripture reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 6. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of workings, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work.
Hey. So the theme for this Youth Sunday is Go Serve Love, and this theme accurately describes my experience with this church and youth group. Members of this church, and my fellow youth members in particular, have always taught me this concept and also embodied it. I have gone on mission trips to serve and love as Jesus taught us to do. For example, Galatians 5:13, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use this freedom to indulge the flesh, but rather serve one humbly and in love, which is exactly what we have done. This theme is parallel to the theme of my second year at Massanutta, or as I commonly refer to as Jesus Camp. That year, the theme was Do Love Walk. Lauren, McNeil, Samantha, and I attended the camp together, learning this important lesson, strengthening our faith. These three girls are some of the most important people in my life, teaching me unconditional love, acceptance, and trust. They have supported me through so much and brought so much joy to my life. Over the years, I have had so many opportunities to serve alongside them, as well as my other close friends I have gained from being a part of the GPC youth group. One of my favorite mission trips has been the trip to Haiti. We saw an entire different way of life there, and my life has been changed forever by that experience. I am not the most open person you'll meet, but the children that I met on that trip warmed my heart. They welcomed me with open arms and showed me love even though they did not know me. They taught me that love can be shown to everyone whether we know them or not. Participating in mission trips has been my favorite part of being a member of this church. Last year in New York, we went on a mission trip, and that's my favorite city in the world. I was doing my favorite thing with some of my favorite people in my favorite city. What could go wrong? Well, that was incorrect. During the week, we had to break into teams and plan and cook a meal together, and that was a real challenge. We fought and couldn't come to an agreement, and that tore our group apart, but now those are some of the closest friends in my life, and I would do anything for them. Though we may fight sometimes, we still come back together, strengthening our relationship with each disagreement. That's because we're family, bickering but always standing by each other through it all. I've gained such an incredible and loving family over the years here, and I'm eternally grateful for that. We have seen each other at our best and worst, supported each other through thick and thin, and have yet to give up on one another. Not only have the youth members touched my life, but also their parents. I want to say a special thanks to Brian Cutlip, Suzanne, or Susie Q. Catalano, Terry Andrews, Kelly Johnson, and Ron and Julie Parrish. They are the extra parents that I adopted. Surprise, I hope you're all happy about your new daughter. They have really helped shape me into the person I am today, whether they realize it or not. I'm going into the world with what I've been taught here, and it has made it all less intimidating. I feel prepared to take on whatever God has planned for me, and I know that if there's ever a time I need advice, a friend to talk to, or just a sarcastic comment, I can always come back here.
Our second scripture reading comes from Joshua chapter 22, verse 5. But be very careful to keep the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to keep his commands, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul.
Good morning, everyone. As a youth member here and also at my mother's church of Holy Comforter, God has for sure put me to work in my young life. I've had the opportunity to travel to Costa Rica on two different mission trips where I was given the opportunity to work with kids who did not speak any English and most oftentimes did not have a meal outside of school. It was touching to see every day the smiles that we put on their face, just feeding them, supplying shelter for them in a safe environment, and even building new buildings for them to enjoy. But my most important mission work has been at Glory Ridge. And Glory Ridge is a small little place in the middle of the North Carolina mountains, very secluded, very quiet, but also very personal to me. It's where I've made great relationships with friends, but also with God. And the motto there, just like today, is make work worship. I know it's go serve love today, but I feel they're one and the same. Make work worship. Every day we went out in the community, and this is the poorest county in North Carolina, and people there do not have homes. We had to dig trenches to avoid flooding, build ramps for people who had handicapped disabilities, and even build new porches on houses while we were there. But we came back every day, and we truly had made work worship. We came back to love one another and to love God together. And I feel that personally, and I'm sure the other seniors here as well, that this church provides that for us. As we go out in the community and do service work to make others' lives better, you all are always here to provide us love and comfort when we come back. So no matter where we all go, I hope that we'll always be able to come back here and enjoy the love and comfort that you've given us all. Thank you.
Our next scripture reading comes from Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love.
A second, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're all set. Good morning. I'm Zach, part of the youth group, our wonderful youth right here. One of them, senior this year. It's a big year, you know. Haven't been here as long as some of the others, but I've got to say I've met some wonderful people along the way, done some amazing stuff with some amazing people, and really helped out in communities that really needed it. And the biggest thing, which I'm going to talk about today, oh wow, that was loud, the smiles, you know. Go serve love, right? What's the first thing you see whenever you see someone who's happy or someone who's, you know, has this unconditional love for someone? It's a smile. That's a number one indicator. So I'm going to tell you a little experience of my my first really good experience with this, along as, you know, meeting up with God in a way as being his instrument of helping others. So it was my first time doing volunteer with the youth at a shelter, right? And I was nervous. It was the first time I've done it. I haven't been with the group as long, so I was really inexperienced at that point. But as soon as it started, the people walked in, and all of a sudden, no longer nervous. I felt this natural inclination to just smile and just, you know, give them a warm welcome, a nice, you know, meal to help them out through the night, and the smiles were phenomenal. It was the warmest thing I've ever seen in a room. The whole room just brightened up. Everyone had this unconditional love for each other. It was amazing. It's like, you can't see this anywhere else. It really touched my heart, and I knew at that point, that was God telling me, good job, man, you know, do it. Go serve love. So I learned you don't have to be worried about making mistakes. You don't have to get this nervous, uptight feeling. You just do your best and always know the smiles at the end are what's worth it. Go serve love. Thank you all.
Our last scripture reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
Good morning. My name is Samantha Horner, and as you heard, our theme today is Go Serve Love. So what does the Bible say about go? Well, in Mark 16, verse 15, God says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who doesn't believe will be condemned. So what does that mean to me? I have a calling, like every one of you here, to go into the world and share his word and serve others. In 2015, our youth group traveled across North Carolina for our mission work. We began in the western part of the state. We volunteered at a clinic where people could receive health care, food, and other necessities of life. In the Piedmont of North Carolina, we sorted clothes in a thrift shop. It was so hot at that shop, I felt like we were all in one big oven. It seems our mission trips are always in the hottest times of the summer. We ended our mission work that year in the coastal area of the state. We volunteered near Wilmington and built a ramp and a porch for a handicapped family. This work went quickly because we all worked together, but I was definitely out of my comfort zone when I was using a power saw and hammering hundreds of nails. In 2016, I was very fortunate to be able to go with our youth group into a mission trip in Haiti. I was so excited, but at the same time, apprehensive about going to another country. I didn't know what to expect, and I was out of my comfort zone. But after I arrived in Haiti and began our mission trip, I felt rewarded to help others less fortunate. Last summer, our youth group traveled to New York City and worked in many soup kitchens and preparing meals. The cast-on knitters here in our church made prayer cloths for us to give to anyone we thought that needed a blessing. Another sharing of our faith was here in Graham. We gathered several items such as a flower, cash, and a blessing bag made by our congregation and went to different locations in Graham. While at Food Lion, we saw a couple shopping and felt the need to speak to them. We told them we were from Graham Presbyterian Church and gave them the $15. They started crying because they were not sure they had enough money to buy the groceries. I was so touched by their reaction because we had no idea they needed the money. Serve. I found a verse about service in Samuel 12:24. But be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things he has done for you. I have enjoyed working with the leaders and children on Wonderful Wednesdays. If I ever have a bad Wednesday, my whole day is changed by little children. They bring so much joy to me, and I'm happy to experience God's blessings from them. Just last week, the youth provided lunch for the celebration singers at the meal we gave, and at the meal we gave everyone a blessing bag. We received a blessing when we saw their reaction of how some of them were excited to receive socks and snacks in the bags. Love. Love is an amazing feeling in this church. In John 4:7, it says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves God has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love God does not know God, because God is love." Ever since I was a young child at Grand Presbyterian Church, I have felt love from the teachers, the leaders, and the congregation. As I have grown older, I have felt love on our mission trips. We went on these trips to go serve in love, but many times we always received love. In Haiti, we got caught in a rainstorm waiting for our car, and a Haitian woman used her dress to dry the bench so we could sit down and not get wet. I felt her love. Another time, we volunteered in a soup kitchen in New York City. One of the kitchen workers knew we were from the South and liked our sweet tea. She went out of her way to make sweet tea for us. This congregation, the congregation of this church, has always loved me, even in the hardest times when my family was going through a divorce. Grand Presbyterian Church was there to guide me in my faith journey, and I especially want to thank this church for support and encouragement, and I especially want to thank Julie Parrish for her love and guidance in my life, and this will always be my home church. Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, may your Spirit give strength to all your people as they work and witness in your work. Unite us in your truth and love, and help us to show your love to others. We especially pray for all people, for places where there is war. We pray for our community and for all who live and work in this area. We pray for those in need and those who are sick. We remember those who have died and those who mourn. And finally, we pray for ourselves and how we can serve you and be a tool in your toolbox. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Let us pray. Gracious God, please accept these gifts of our tithes and offerings so that we may continue to share your love and light with those around us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
As you leave, remember to go in service for the Lord. For good deeds back up faith, and as you go, love others in the name of the Lord.